learner drivers looking to lose the L plates won't be able to sit practical tests unless they're fully vaccinated. VTNZ's line has been drawn the ire of Driving Change Network. It says hundreds of students who aren't yet fully vaccinated will face further delays to getting licences. The network worries teens in the lowest vaccinated areas will also be adversely affected. Driving Change National Coordinator Wendy Robertson spoke to our reporter Nick Truebridge.
From a Driving Change point of view, we've been trying to get confirmation what will happen once we enter the traffic light system, and I haven't been able to get confirmation from VTNZ officially. So to assist our members, I phoned a VTNZ branch this morning and said if my son has his practical driving test on Friday and is unvaccinated, is he able to still do that test? And I was told no, that they need to be able to produce a vaccine certificate.
And what sorts of issues are they going to run into? What early feedback have you had? Because people might listen to this and say, oh, well, just go and get double vaxxed and you're fine.
No, so the big issue is a lot of our students were booked to sit their practical tests during the lockdown, during the level 4 lockdown. And when we went back to level 2 in September, they were automatically rescheduled. Now, some of those young people, their tests are coming up now. So when they booked, they you know, a vaccination certificate wasn't even on the table. And to have waited for 2-3 months for their test to come up and to now find out that they can't do their test until they're double vaxxed and that they'll need to reschedule again is going to be a real blow to them, particularly given that around the country there is a wait time of between 4 to 12 weeks. And in Auckland, it's going to be even longer. Now, that's not to say that all of these young people are not vaccinated. Some of them may have had one, but many of them aren't double vaxxed and don't have that vaccine passport yet.
So, numbers-wise, how many do you think this is going to affect?
I would say it's going to affect hundreds of young people around the country. Without officially surveying our members, it's hard to say at the moment. We've only had this information for the last couple of hours.
And that's Driving Change Network's Wendy Robertson talking to Nick Truebridge. In a statement, VTNZ's Operations Support Manager James Law says the organisation's following Ministry of Health guidelines to develop health and safety procedures necessary to safely conduct testing. Mr Law says more details will be released shortly. So Checkpoint called VTNZ's 0800 number, which confirmed only fully vaccinated people could book tests.